Here's Shai Davidi.
You know, he's going to South Korea to cover figure skating for us.
Is that right, Davidi?
I'm going to the Olympics. I'm kind of hoping my colleague Christina Rutherford covers the figure skating.
Why? Why? That, you don't like figure skating?
I think it's wonderful, but I'm not as versed in the technical aspects of it as I'd like to be.
All right, what's the difference between a Lutz and a sow cow?
I was told there would be no test on this program.
No, are you kidding me?
If you're going to the Olympics,
every
it's only
a test
3 months
show.
Away. You gotta be prepared. You don't know. Somebody else may be covering figure skating and they get sick. Well, and then they call you.
I guess
you'll
have 3 months.
Get over there.
3 months. We've been working on hockey and bobsled the last few days.
So you've been watching the Carhaya Cup, have you?
Yes.
What do you think?
I was following along with Canada's 3-2 victory yesterday over Switzerland.
Who do you like? How's our team going to look?
It's going to be interesting. I would like to see whether the KHL is going to follow through on their threat, if the IOC follows through on their threat.
No, don't pretend you know all this stuff. This is
learning as I go, Bob.
Yeah, you're like John Paul Morosi, trying to learn as you go and trying to fake stuff and pretends he knows hockey and all that nonsense. Morosi.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow, we've gone right below the belt for this one.
Yeah. Well. Got to do what you got to do.
You know, it's the off season, Shai. And you got to stay edgy on the off season.
Yeah, apparently so. I'll be more fired up next time I get a request.
Do the blue
or just say no?
Yeah, just say no. I'd go with the latter. Have the Blue Jays done their deal with Dunedin? Did I miss something?
It's not completely done because there's still a couple more steps that remain, but they're more towards the formal side. So the agreement with Dunedin was the big piece. And so now that they have the agreement with Dunedin in place, they're going to go to Pinellas County, and Pinellas County will approve their $41.7 million outlay. And once that's in place, which should happen in the next few weeks, they at that point apply for some funding from the state that is already earmarked for various spring training facilities. So they're going to apply for a roughly $13 million share of that, and that will complete the funding puzzle. So it won't be completely finished until some point in the new year, January, February, but they should have, but they're on the road to completing it.
All right, so what do we get? What do we get for our, whatever it is, $50, $60, $70 million? If I ever get to go to spring training again, what will I see that will be different when they're finished this whole thing?
Well, by the time they're finished, so the stadium will be completely different, and they don't have an exact design yet, but they do have a list of wants in it. So they'll have a deck that goes foul pole to foul pole in the outfield. There'll be a tiki bar. There'll be some new lounges, some new seating that they're going to try to. Yeah, tiki bar.
Stop at tiki bar. Right. That's all you need to say.
We're paying our own way. We're going to the tiki bar.
We've got to go to the tiki bar in center field.
That's right.
So Shai Davidi's not available.
I'm going to request that the press box be placed adjacent to it.
You beat me to it.
Good luck with that.
Davidi has requested that he's not going to be interviewed after any game because he's going straight to the tiki bar.
Wait a second. Hold on. They're not going to rip the thing down, right?
They're going to refurbish the thing.
Well, they're going to fix it up. That's what that means. Slap a little paint on it. $40 million worth of paint.
Right. I mean, it's possible they may move the footprint a little bit here or there to accommodate some extra seating. They're going to add 2,000 seats. They want to have an extra 2,000 total capacity. So, there could be some structural changes, but the gist is they're going to try to use the blueprint that's already in place there. Now, on the Bobby Matic Training Center side, that's where the changes are going to be far more substantial. You know, they're going to have an entire new office building, clubhouse, gym for both the major league and minor league side, several new fields, each one was stalled with lights, a couple of them with AstroTurf. They're going to have Rogers Center dimensions on the field, both at the stadium and at the complex. so that the players will be practicing in the same kind of environment that they're going to ultimately play in once the regular season begins. All said and done, it's going to be a pretty nice package, and it's going to be a vast improvement over what they currently have.
Well, they're not going to put down Disastro turf, are they?
They're going to have it on a couple of the fields.
Yeah, but not on the main field, not on the play field where they play games.
No, I don't think so.
No, the whatever it's called, Rent-A-Car Stadium.
I'm surprised they haven't had Rogers Center dimensions before now.
Well, they couldn't really because I don't know how they're going to do it because there's a school over the outfield fence. But I don't know what the dimensions are.
It can't be that drastic.
They must have made some kind of a deal. They're going to rip down the school or something, kick the kids out. Get out.
No, I think they have some space behind there to work with if they need. I don't think they need to push it out. But the other thing they want to do is they want to have the fence height be exactly the same. The fence right now is much taller there. Right. They want to have it be as close to what they're going to be playing in Toronto as possible.
What do you think about taxpayer dollars going for this, Bob?
Not mine. Oh, yeah, they are, too. I pay tax there as well.
You pay tax there, too.
Bastards. Yeah. Taking my money again. I'll be dead before they
So this keeps them from moving, right? This keeps them from, and they've already used that bargaining chip in order to get all this stuff.
Yeah, they're staying, I think, huh?
Yeah, their priority was to stay. You know, when the initial deal, the Blue Jays were going to team up with the Houston Astros, and when their first spring site fell apart, at that point the Blue Jays pulled out. And then once the changeover from Beeson to Shapiro happened, Shapiro really focused on getting the deal done in Dunedin. That was his first priority. Dunedin, I guess they'd gotten close to losing them and figured, hey, we better figure out whether we're going to do this. And they were able to find a combination that works. You know, the Blue Jays are putting in $20 million of money into the building project. So it's not only state-funded or city-funded and taxpayer-funded. So the Blue Jays did make some level of contribution to this. And obviously they got to a point where everyone was comfortable with how much they're contributing.
Allegedly, they'll commit $20 million or so to the project, right? Which is a little more than what they offered or was in previous.
It was initially $15.7 million.
Right.
And the Blue Jays are also responsible for all the operating costs and maintenance costs of the facilities over the duration of the 25-year lease.
So the stadium will grow from 5,500 seats to 8,500 seats. Hmm. Think they need it?
Well, it's not all seating. Part of it is an outfield space where people can just sort of all what they call alternative spacing.
Yeah, but do they need it? Do you have a sense in the times you're there that... I mean, I'm pretty sure the Dunedin Blue Jays don't sell that joint out very often.
No.
Like, they average, what, like 1,500, 2,000, maybe?
Maybe.
So you, and then just from an observation point of view, like, we're not in 1977 anymore, where everybody went down and the place was full every day, weekdays, weekends, no matter what. There are plenty of seats available for most exhibition games. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I don't know the exact attendance figures from various Grapefruit Leagues, but there's always seems to be at least a bit of space. That being said, if it's a much better facility and it's modernized for the fan experience that typically gets desired now, I can see it becoming something where, more people want to make this trip. And one thing that we've really seen from the Blue Jays over the past several years is we've seen a fan base that wants to travel, that wants to make these sort of destination trips. Mm-hmm. Centered around a baseball location. And so if you have a venue that's a lot more fun than the current place, which isn't a lot of fun, it's not comfortable, it's not particularly scenic, there isn't much to do afterwards, then that might change some people's plannings. And instead of coming down for, say, one game, or you go to Florida, you check in one game, maybe you go to Florida, go to three or four. And maybe not. More weekend.
Yeah,
or maybe not.
Maybe not.
So when do they start renovating the team rather than the spring training center? Like, when do we
a lot more interesting.
When do we start hearing about when they're going to dip their toe in the free agent market?
Well, they've already started reaching out to the representatives of free agents that they have some interest in, and just sort of preliminary stuff. And that's really the process. You know, this isn't, you know, unfortunately, baseball doesn't operate like hockey, you know, where, you know, the July 1st hits, you know, 85% of people sign and the business of the offseason gets finished. Baseball just drags on for, you know, a month and a half, 2 months, even longer now, because we're seeing more and more free agents and teams willing to do stuff in January, even into early February. So, you know, the process is just in really the feeling out stage, and teams are trying to figure out who wants what and who wants to go where.
Osuna is set for arbitration. And you got to think that's going to be a pretty hefty number.
Yeah, probably around $5.5-6 million, somewhere in that range.
Any chance they balk at that? Any chance they say, we know we're going to have to pay that, we don't want to pay that, make a phone call, see if anybody's interested?
Well, I think, you know, if the Blue Jays are going to look to trade and they don't want to give up their prospects, and that's a clear, especially their top guys, and that's who's going to have the most capital. You know, Osuna's going to be the guy who has a ton of value. You know, if you're a team and you need a closer, you're not going to do much better than Roberto Osuna. He comes with three more years of control. And even if it's, you know, it's $5.5-6 million this year, you know, it's better than what you're going to be paying for, say, Greg Holland or Wade Davis on the free agent market. And you've got a guy who's still in, not even, he's before his peak in terms of performance. So, you know, I think there'd be a very significant market for Roberto Osuna, and maybe somebody tempts the Blue Jays. I don't think they're going to actively look to trade him, but if someone blew their socks off, I can see them giving it some serious thought.
And the third baseman?
I don't think that's going to happen. I think ultimately, the third baseman settles it for an arbitration one-year number, and then the Blue Jays take their chances with them. Because, you know, if you're trying to win, you could probably figure out, you know, your ninth inning, but you can't replace Josh Donaldson.
Yeah. Among the names being mentioned, Jay Bruce again. What is the fascination with Jay Bruce? Do you get it? I mean, he's okay.
Yeah, it's a left-handed hitting outfielder. I mean,
yeah, it's just okay, though.
If the reports that he wants 5 years are true, well, you can scratch that one off the list.
There must be something going back to their scouting days in Cleveland where they saw Jay Bruce and liked him.
Guys do that. They fall in love with players.
Absolutely.
And they can't get them out of their mind.
That happens in every sport.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it does, but it's also, like, the opportunity or the prospect capital cost to get him the past couple of years wasn't going to be particularly expensive either. So that was a piece there too. And he really fit as, you know, a left-handed hitter with a bit of power, left-handed hitting outfielder with a bit of power, who wasn't going to cost a ton. So, you know, he fit in a number of different ways. And that's one of the reasons too he kept coming up.
Why does Andrew McCutchen's name keep coming up?
I think it's someone the Blue Jays are going to look to, but I don't.
That's a big ticket, and in an era where you don't want guys that are over 30.
$14 million.
Well, right, but I mean, it's a free agent afterwards, I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe this is the last year of contractual control on him, or maybe there's one more after that.
No, this is it. This is it. And the Pirates exercise the option.
Right, and so it's not a huge commitment. It shouldn't be a huge return in terms of prospect capital, but, you know, the Pirates can be a bit of a tougher team to deal with. And, you know, I think they're going to get a lot of hits on him and Josh Harrison and Gerrit Cole. But I don't know that they're ultimately going to make those deals, or if they do make those deals, they're going to be incredibly difficult to make. And, you know, you look at last year where, you know, it looked like McCutchen was going to end up with the Nationals, and then they shifted gears and got Adam Eaton from the White Sox instead. You know, the Pirates might have just overplayed their hand. You know, could something like that happen again? Absolutely.
So the organization wants five more starting pitchers. One for the majors and four for Buffalo.
Yes.
They're not going to get them all, but that's what they're, you know, if you put together a shopping list, that would be on the shopping list. You know, if they're sitting there and all you got to do is pick them up and put them in your cart, well, then they would do that. Do they want another middle infielder in the off chance, just the off chance that maybe neither Tulowitzki nor Travis manages to play 162 games this year. I'm just guessing there's a possibility of that happening, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what the Blue Jays really would want to get is someone who could play across the diamond, including both middle infield spots. That would be the sort of the dream get for them. You know, someone, I think Eduardo Nunez could be that guy, but he's too expensive. He's going to probably be really expensive in free agency, and he bats right-handed, which makes him a little bit less of an ideal fit. I think if they got, if they could get a switch hitter or a left-handed hitter in that role, that would be ideal. I think they'll probably call the Houston Astros on someone like Marwin Gonzalez, and just look around for different players in that ilk just to see if they can find that, rather than just get a guy who can just play up the middle. They're going to need that flexibility around the diamond, particularly the way they're constructed right now, just to be able to fill in different spots, because you have some, you know, positional questions and you have some age in a number of different areas.
See, the thing for me is with middle infielders, like, you got Gogo and you got Barney, and they can do an adequate job defensively, maybe even better than adequate job, considering that they're not starters, they're bench guys. But neither one of them can hit well enough, in my opinion. I mean, is that going to be a priority here? And that's, I mean, when you mentioned Nunez, at least you get a little bit more offense, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You do. You get offense. You get on base. That you get a lot of the things that you really want this offseason. And Barney's a free agent, so he's not going to be back. You know, and Goins is there. And
Goins is arb eligible too.
Right. He's going to start costing some money now.
Yep.
So, you know, this is the year you really got to decide what he is. And if his defense, if he's not taking away hits again this season, then you know he's probably going to start becoming expensive for what he is. But you keep him around this year for sure, because you're going to need the depth.
Do you get a sense that, I mean, he was here before both Shapiro and Atkins, do you get a sense that they know what he is and his value, and they actually have an appreciation for him?
Yeah, well, I mean, Mark Shapiro described him as, a championship caliber, at least bench player, with the potential to be, you know, part of an everyday solution. So they obviously have a value him to a certain extent. But I think they also fully understand his limitations, and that, you know, he hasn't hit on a consistent basis. And, you know, he had this sort of aberration this year.
Wait a second. Now, I'm not criticizing you. How can you be a valuable bench player if you can't hit? Does every bench player in this organization have to be able to play defense, and we don't care if you hit .130? Guy, honest to God, when are they going to get a bat off the bench?
Give me a bleeping bat.
It's defense this. We got to be able to put the good defensive player.
If Goins hit .265, he'd be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, he absolutely would be. Yeah, and you'd be starting for somebody.
That's right.
But he can't hit .265, which is why he's coming off the bench. And I don't need him when somebody else gets shot. I need him in the eighth or ninth inning when you need a pinch hitter. And he can't hit well enough. I love him. And I love Barney, too, but they can't hit. Give me a hitter.
Shy, you should have seen his face. You should have seen his face
when you started.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Shapiro. I mean, it was roll my eyes. You know, honest to God. Get with the program, man. Davidi, I'm sorry. I'm not getting mad at you. You know that.
I know. You sometimes shoot the messenger. It happens.
In South Korea, dig up some dirt on the Russian judge, okay?
It's always going to be the Russian judge.
Dig up dirt on the Russian judge at figure skating.
Yeah, you better do your homework. Start doing your homework. 3 months goes by just like 3 months.
I am fully aware of how much time I have, and I'm working hard to be ready.